commentator Gary Borders takes us on a journey to Baltimore's Little Italy for a delectable meal straight from the old country.
Damimo is a family-owned restaurant in Baltimore's Little Italy. It's about 8 square blocks packed with restaurants. My lunch partner chose it and ranks it at the top of Little Italy cuisine. This elegant restaurant with linen tablecloths and fine china is named for our waiter this day, Mimo Criccio, the son of owner Marianne Criccio. Damimo, the restaurant, marks 32 years in business this month. It has won many awards, from being named one of the top Italian restaurants by Zagat to best veal chop in Baltimore. That's what my partner ordered. I stuck with chicken stuffed with dried tomatoes, spinach, and other goodies. Damimo has one key advantage over its competitors in Little Italy: a private parking lot. It also provides a limo service to ferry patrons from other parts of downtown. In the bar area, the walls are covered with autographed photos of celebrities from film, music, pro athletics, and politics. Bill Clinton ate here before he became serious about dieting. So did George W. Bush. Hillary is in a photo without Bill. Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, dined here at one point. Danny DeVito, Michael Bublé, Paul Anka, Faye Dunaway, Sylvester Stallone, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Stevie Wonder are also featured. In most of the photos, Mimo, son of the owner and our waiter, poses with the celebrity. With Sugar Ray Leonard, he looks perhaps 12 years old, even younger with Sylvester Stallone, and perhaps college-aged with Tony Bennett. Now Mimo helps run the place in which he clearly grew up. He's a handsome man, probably early 30s, immaculately dressed in coat and tie. This is not the type of place to show up in blue jeans and a t-shirt. I'm glad I packed my sports jacket for this short business trip. On our drive in from the airport, I received a windshield tour of Baltimore, a city I have visited twice before. "There's Raven Stadium," my companion said. "Here's Camden Yards. I once watched the Red Sox play the Orioles there." Mimo stopped to visit after we'd finished our lunches, which was by leaps and bounds the finest Italian meal of my life. I avoid pasta on my current diet, but I had to sample the bruschetta, which is tomatoes, basil, garlic, and olive oil balanced on a slice of a baguette. An excellent salad and the chicken dish left me sated, but not in pain from having grossly overeaten. My companion did an admirable job putting away a thick veal chop about the size of a Stephen King paperback novel. And during the 90 minutes we were there, not a single other person darkened the door of Damimo. We asked why. Mimo has a few theories. The formality, distance from office buildings where workers only have an hour, a change in dining habits. The evening and weekend business is still busy, and Damimo, the restaurant, will be around for a long time. Besides, Mimo the son pointed out, even if the restaurant stopped serving lunch, several people would still be at work during the day, doing the prep work for the night crowd. The bartender would still have to restock, vegetables chopped, sauces made. With Mimo serving as the sole waiter, payroll overhead is not excessive. We talked for some time. Mimo's mom and the chef take patrons on tours of Italy's Amalfi Coast, which is on the western side, down about the ankle of the country. Three tours are slated for next summer. It sounds tempting, though pricey. I admire folks who run quality, non-chain restaurants. It's very hard work, with long hours, unreliable and often unreasonable customers, and often only modest profits. You have to love it, and Mimo clearly does. Here's hoping the lunch business picks up. Baltimore residents don't know what they're missing.